is Bob May, and I'm with Catherine Andrews and Lucy Puse. Catherine is going to tell some Indian words and some baby talk words in Indian. Okay, here we go.
Ta-ta. That means eat. Another way is num-num. Wah-wah is drink. And my son Jerry used to call it whoop. Na-na means hurt. Ba-ba-ya means sleep. Ya-ya means grandma. And chi-chi means an older sister. Ka-ka is an older brother. Mama is mother. And papa is father. U-upa is little sister. Ka-ka means, no, sisina means little brother. Lo-lo means shoes. And my son Jerry used to call it boo-la. Poo-poo is coat. Babaya means go for a ride. Sam means scare a baby so he or she will sleep. Mamala means a toy. Ah-ah means a horse. Nonuma means a colt. Lalawa means a dog. Tutu means a chicken, birds, and animals. Saw-saw means bacon. Kapu means coat. Lulupa means pants. Uuya means cold. Tutuna means niece. Lala means sit down. Wawa means little baby. Kuikuina means poor baby. Yuyusa means smart baby. Shashawa means a little girl. Wee-wee, that means a little boy. Lo-los, that means fire. Ah-ah, that means burn. Tutun, that means a little niece. Ta-outi means the youngest one. And still there's another one where your hand is cha-chala.
All right. Kathleen, let's go through the whole thing again, and I'll just ask you the English, and you tell me the way to say it in Indian. That'll be... Okay, eat.
Da da.
And then one of your children used to say that another way.
Num nummy. Num num. Elvina.
Elvina. Okay, drink.
Wah wah.
Okay. Hurt.
Na na.
Sleep.
Ba ba ya.
Grandma.
Yeah yeah.
Okay, a boy's a great grandfather is it?
That would be schrappa.
Okay, that's a baby talk way to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the boy's side, huh?
Okay. Older sister.
Chi chi.
Okay. Baby talk way of saying little child wants to nurse.
Tommy.
Okay. An older brother.
Older brother. Kaka.
Okay. She's sticking stuff in here. We don't know what it is. Mother.
Mama.
Father.
Papa.
Once more.
Papa.
Little sister.
Oopi.
Little brother.
Sisina.
Shoes.
Lolo.
Coat.
Poo poo.
Okay, go for a ride.
Bye-bye, yeah.
Okay. Like English, bye-bye, something like that. Okay. Scare a baby so he or she will sleep.
Sam.
Once more.
Sam.
Okay, a toy.
Mamela.
And yeah, yeah.
Grandma.
Okay. Horse. Colt.
No, no, me.
Dog.
La, la, wa.
Okay. chicken, bird, or animal.
Tutu.
Bacon.
So.
Coat.
Capu.
Pants.
Lolope.
Cold. What does that mean? Have a cold or just be cold or it's cold outside or?
Cold outside.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Knees. Is that on there?
Tutuna.
Okay. Sit down.
Lala.
Little baby.
Wawa.
Poor baby.
Queen.
Smart baby.
Yusa.
Okay. A little girl.
Shashawa.
A little boy.
Wita.
Fire.
Lolosa.
Burn.
Ala.
A little niece.
Tutuna.
Youngest one.
Taauti.
Great grandmother or grandfather.
Upia.
Okay. Great grandchild.
Yeruya.
But the baby talk way is
great,
that
great.
Could be tutupa. Tutupa.
Tutupa. That's great grandchild, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about sleep then? I guess you just tell them to go to sleep, is it?
Uh-huh. Amish.
Okay, that's baby talk way too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it one more way. I hope this won't drive you nuts. We'll go through and I'll ask you the baby talk way and then the real way to say it. Okay, you know, I mean the real Indian way to say it, not just the baby talk way. What's that?
Go on the pot.
Go potty. How do you say go potty?
No.
What does that mean? Number one or number two?
Two.
How do you say number one?
Ask her.
There she goes. Spitting out something.
You'd say cha-cha-ish.
That's number one. Okay, that's baby talk too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do you say eat in baby talk?
Tata.
How do you say it usual?
Eatinch.
Okay, drink baby talk.
Wawa.
And the usual way to say that?
Sustish.
Okay, hurt.
Susti.
Zinlhup.
Okay, that's baby talk?
No, nana is baby talk.
Okay, and then the real way?
Zinlhup.
Okay, sleep.
Bye.
And then the real way.
Eat.
Okay, grandma, baby talk.
Yeah.
And the real way.
Chit-yeah.
Say it once more.
Chit-yeah.
Once more.
Chit-yeah.
Boy's great grandfather, baby talk.
Schrappe. Oh, happe.
And the real way.
Schrappe.
Once more, the baby talk?
Happa.
And then the real way?
Schrappe.
Older sister, baby talk?
Chi-chi.
And then the real way?
Chicha.
Little child wants the nurse. How do you say that baby talk?
Totoma.
And then, how would you say that really? I don't know.
Kamsh.
Okay. Older brother, baby.
Kaka.
And then the real way.
Shkakze.
Once more.
Shkakze.
Okay. Mother, baby talk.
Mama.
Real way.
Hintu. And if it's a boy, it says skui.
That's a real way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And father, baby talk.
Papa.
And then the real way.
In mestum. And with the boy, you'd say la'au.
Okay. Little sister.
Uupa.
That's baby talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then the real word.
So oops.
Okay. Little brother, baby talk.
Tisina.
And then the real way.
Isisinsa.
And shoes, baby talk.
Lolo.
And then the real way.
Nkashin.
And coat, baby talk.
Pupu.
And the real way.
Lkapu.
Go for a ride, baby talk.
Bye.
And then the real way.
Let's see.
Scarab baby, so he or she will sleep. Does that mean?
Uh-huh. Oh. Sam.
And how would you say that real way?
Nklachalim.
Okay. A toy in baby talk.
Mamala.
And then in a real way.
Melst.
Okay, a horse, baby
talk.
And then in a real way.
Sinchitzazka.
Okay. And a colt in baby talk.
No, noma.
And then in a real way.
Each.
And then dog, baby talk.
La lawa.
And then in a real way.
Let's see.
And then chicken, bird, or animal, baby talk.
Do, do.
And then in a real way.
Hui, hui, yul.
And then bacon, baby talk.
Saw, saw.
And then in a real way.
We call saw.
And then coat, baby talk.
Capu.
And then in a real way.
Will capu.
Almost the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then pants, baby talk.
Lo, lope.
And then the real way.
Snow loops.
And then the cold baby talk.
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Okay, it's cold or something like that. And then the real way.
It's hard.
Okay, and then niece baby talk.
Tutuna.
And then the real way.
In tunsh.
Okay, and then sit down baby talk.
La la.
And then the real way.
Sakshish.
And then little baby.
Wah
baby
wah.
Talk. And then the real way.
Oh, that.
And then poor baby. Baby talk.
Und noch quint. Oh, that.
And then the real way.
You. Oh.
For poor baby.
Und noch quint. Oh, that.
And then baby talk for that.
Gui quina.
Okay. And then smart baby. Baby talk.
You use.
And that just means smart, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the real way.
Sisius.
Okay.
Oh, that.
A little girl, baby talk.
Shashawa.
And then the real way.
Shashutum.
Okay. A little boy, baby talk.
Wita.
And then the real way.
Titawit.
And then fire, baby talk.
Lo losa.
And then the real way.
Surishitst.
And then burn, baby talk.
Ala.
And then the real way.
Namkusmak.
Okay. And a little niece.
Tutuna.
And then the real way.
In tunsh.
Okay. Youngest one. Baby. Talk.
The wita. No, it's the outie. Youngest one.
That's baby talk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the real way?
The outie.
Once more?
The outie.
Okay. Great grandmother or grandfather, baby talk.
Tupia.
And then the real
Tupia,
way.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's the same, you know.
Oh, it's not baby talk then.
No.
Okay, great grandmother.
But they say tupa for baby talk and tupia for the real.
Okay. that's fine. And then a great grandchild, baby talk.
In tupia. In tupia.
And then the real way.
That's it. In tupia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep.
Itch. Babaish. That's in baby talk. Babaish.
And then the real way.
Itch.
Okay, babaish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, she's going to tell a story about grizzly bear and frog and a rope and why we have to have winter now. And she's going to tell it in English. And then she's going to tell a real good story in Indian.
Which one is the first, Indian or English?
Indian, and Catherine's going to listen real carefully. If you make any mistakes, she's going to be mad. Yeah, why don't you do it in Indian first, Grandma? Would that be all right?
That's Samkhaychen. Samkhaychen. So the Nkuspapkak sat itch, Naputja ails and got kalist. Tuntum dutla my ogul stamp to say. Gun at the same tax the Cyprus pekarkas ya. Good was not say nothing old oats. So the dutla my ata. Ta. To the two some raisin are round in no home that skaraten, Nkartlin damna. Na chen rat sitin stip kwa chen stopat. Ai mai tu te lusa mai e amen tu tuut lase. Kut saatsin am lusa stair. Sum reisen. Kase pin se so te nukspa. E usa mai e urako, 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 urako. Kase pis lu. Grizzly bear se so te nukspa. Nka klist. Nukspa. Nka klist. O, usa mai e pini huaise na urako, 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 urako. Shade was the part of the slum, my ear. Quickness the part through Ulster. Some reason couldn't go back at it, that it's look as scally. But I ain't cockleist. Good lesson, oats. Oats, shade was. Sparks was. Some reason. Shade was an instant to go, yeah.
You want to tell the same thing in English, I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to.
And the grizzly bear, he told the frogs, we'll sleep 1 year and we'll wake up. 1 year to sleep. And the frog says, why? Well, because I want it that way. The frog says, no, it can't be. Grizzly bear says, all right, I'll put a rope here, some kind of a rope that's made out of it. If you folks win, it'll be, but if I win first, it'll be that way. The frog says, all right. They all gathered up and grizzly bear opened his mouth long time before he says, we'll sleep 1 year and we'll wake up. The frog keeps saying, keep doing their noise. They win first. Frogs win. The mouth was quick. And old grizzly bear opens his mouth long time before it says, spa, 1 year and we'll wake up. And the frogs just coined their noise and their first two year old vocals. Grizzly bear had no show. So that's the way it would be. There would be no berries till fall and the people would wake up. Nothing to pick, nothing. He had all the berries he wants. He's already went in for winter.
Were they having a tug of war with that rope, Grandma?
Huh?
Were they having a tug of war with that rope? Or what was the rope? I don't understand. The rope. What did that have to do with it? Was that holding back the winter, or what was it?
I don't know how they had it.
They had the winter tied up or something?
Yeah, just tied one end, the frog, one end, the grizzly bear. The old grizzly bear keeps saying that.
And so when they chewed it through, then the rope broke and the winter got away,
yeah,
or what?
If you'd get it, well, the Indians would sleep 1 year before.
One year,
the fall to wake up. And we'll have nothing to pick.
I see. Okay, well, that's interesting. I got a couple of others here, just a second. Okay, you were telling me a story last night about Martin and Skunk,
yeah,
and the two sisters, and how they got married and what happened to Skunk and all that, how he...
People would have a... Now, like here, a bunch of camp, another place would be another camp. And they noticed Martin was smart. He kills lots of deer. And he had two daughters. And long time, a good hunter, they called him, he's rich. He told his daughters, you better go over there and get to stay with him. So he kills all the deer, he goes out and gets the deer. So they went, told them just where their camp was. They went, and this is the place where our father told us they went. See, one side was Stink, one side was clean. So they went in there, in the little place, it's kind of closed. But here's their dinner fire. So they sat there. They told him, he'll be out hunting, and Scott will be too. But try your best for Scott to not find out. So they sat there, There they hear them coming back, just let the air go. Every step he makes, the younger sister started laughing. The sister, you know what our father told us, that you told her mouth. Then just like he could hear somebody laughing, he just stood and listened. Nowhere. It can't be to our camp. Oh, I'll find out. And he made it to just twist himself and let the air go. Then finally she laughed again. Oh, I see, he's in the tent, our camp. And when he went in, boy, he just let it go. She laughed and her sister here. There he opened his friend's stuff. There they are sitting down. Who told you to go there? Well, our dad told us. No, you go to my side. Oh, his sister was mad. Pushed his sister to take the lead. You're the one that's laughing. So they went over there and sat down. Gee, it stink. And he told them, don't move, don't say nothing when my friend comes back. Finally, his friend come back. He had one deer. He throwed it in and started skin it and cut it up. The meat, and he put it away on that little place. And he says to Skunk, here's the guts for you. Oh, don't say that. People would think I live on guts. I don't want it. What's the matter with you? That's the first time you said that. I don't want it. What's the matter with you? You never used to say that. As quick as I gave it to you, you'd clean it and hang it up. Well, his friend started cooking, and he started cooking too. He says, we better feed our place, the little place. It's like refrigerator, I guess. He says, let's feed him. His friend told him, what's the matter with you? You silly? No, but we're going to try it. So he thought to himself, what's the matter with him? Anyway, he put little meat and little something, he put it under. So he put a lot on his. He told his sister, go ahead and eat that. You're the one that's laughing. She reached over and got that one, she eat it. Well, let's see. He reached over and got his whatever it is, I suppose a bark or something. No, it's all gone. Here olds can't pull his, there's just little what she eat. He said, oh, I see, there must be somebody around. So early in the morning, he got ready and walked a little ways and took a rock and threw it, and the rock rolled just like it's running. It's running, you can hear it. So he come right to that door between the teepee door, and he hide himself. Old Skunk went out and looked around. Oh, I guess he did left. Then he got in. He told them, come out now. Come out. So they did. They did come out, sat there for a while. And well, you two, you stay there. Go in there. Don't you dare to come out. I'm going out hunting too. So he went out. finally, old skunk got home first. He looked, they're still sitting there. He told them to not say nothing. Finally, his friend come home with another deer. So he skinned it, and here's your guts. He said the same thing. Why do you say that? People would think I live on guts. Oh, you do. You always. What's the matter with you now? So he started cooking, he eat, and said the same thing, let's feed him. He put a little more stuff and put it under it. He put his guts and put it on. So in the morning he thinks, well, I'm going to find out. He says, well, I'm going. He went out and done the same thing. He threw the rock, just like if it was running or something, made the noise and couldn't hear it no more. He went out, looked around. Yes, I guess he did left. Then he come in. He told them to come. So they come there, sat there and talked to them. Oh, the oldest one just take to talk to him. So the sister, go ahead and talk to him. Finally says, well, I'll be back in not very long. You stay right there. Don't you dare to go out. If you do go, I'll follow you and get up with you and I'll kill you both. So he went. He watched him, Martin watched him quite a ways already. Got out from the teepee camp door. He opened it. Here they are. He says, what's the matter with you two? Well, our dad told us to come to you, but this thing has to laugh. That's how he heard us. Oh, well, he says he is no good. He do said all right. If you put that old perfume he's got, if die. He says, well, if that's the way you women feels, only the way we can do is burn their camp and go on the smoke. The smoke will go about 4 mountain way and we'll land. So he burned their camp. When the smoke come, they went. Old skunk was running round it. He seen the smoke, he looked. Sure enough, it's down to our camp. Boy, he run back. Boy, his number two was just to go and just make a noise. He went, when he got there, there was nothing left. Everything burned. He digged around. No, he couldn't see no bones or anything. Well, he thought, well, my friend got away with them. He started falling, but he couldn't find no tracks, nothing. He kept walking. Long ways, he got to the river and he sat there, he was so tired. He lay there for a while. He heard something, noise. He looked around, no, there's that rock like this and there's that kind of a hole. That's where they were sitting down. Nobody could get up there. Something laughing, all right. He looked around, nothing. He got tired and he went to the water to drink the river. He seen them there sitting down, the two young ladies that he had his arm boot. He says, all right, you're going to get killed. He thought they were in the water. He started letting his perfume go. He don't go in, it's just on top. Finally, he had no more. Then he'd eat grass again, eat. Then he gets some more and try it. I don't know how many times he did that. Finally, he kind of steady. He kind of look up there. He seen them. He says, all right, you three of you going to be dead. So he let his harpoon go. Sure enough, the whole three of them rolled down. They're dead. So he went over to say, and ladies, they come alive. He let this Martin go. So he says, well, let's go. Then they walked. They walked. He's so tired for doing all that work. Let's rest, he told them. One of you can be my pillow and the other one to my feet, the youngest one. His sister told him, go lay down to his legs and lay to his head. He told his sister, only the way we can do to get away from him is tease him, pretend like we love him. All right. So he was so tired, he went to sleep for a while. Then they tease him, tickle him on his stomach. Then he laugh. Leave me alone, I'm going to rest. No, we like you. Then finally he went to sleep. He wouldn't move, he was so tired. The oldest one got away and got the log and put it under his head. And he raised his legs and put another log on his legs. They took